this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com if you do. God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
KFC Radio episode 180. Feidelberg, you don't know how to invest in the stock market, do you? You don't have enough money to invest in the stock market, do you? So that's where I got a brand new app for you. It's called Acorns. Acorn is the app that takes the big decision-making of investing and it turns it into a small one. So here's what you do. You link up your Acorn app to your credit card, and it rounds up spare change from everyday purchases, kind of like that scam in Office Space in Superman 3, where it's just like little pennies that round up. And when that money accumulates, Acorns has an investment team that will invest that money for you. So anybody can be an investor, where every purchase you make becomes an investment for your future. Once you start rounding up and putting money into this investment, it starts paying out every time they make some cash. So sign up today by going to acorns.com/KFC. And you'll get $5 when you make your first investment. That's acorns.com/KFC. We're too lazy to know how to invest. We don't have enough money to invest. And Acorns does both those things for you. It's a early morning edition of KFC Radio, hence the bedhead and the sleepy eyes. Feidelberg is up to his usual tricks, eating a cheeseburger for breakfast, because that's how he rolls. How you doing, Fights?
I'm good.
You're just...
I actually thought when I first woke up... Because here's what I did last night. Last weekend, Hank was down here, and he forgot his wallet. It's now Thursday, and Wednesday he texted me, and he's like, hey, I might come down and get my wallet tonight. I said, okay, cool, whatever you want. He goes, is it cool if I bring two buddies? I said, that's fine, whenever you want. So they came down last night, and they kind of guilted me into going out with them for a little bit.
That's how it starts.
No, I Irish goodbye the shit out of it. Man, it was a blast. Irish goodbye.
Dude, by the way, you texted me that you Irish goodbye'd them, and I actually think that Irish goodbye is now my number one favorite activity in the world. Like, it actually gets me high. The minute you step out of the bar and you're like, I'm free. I'm going to go get a pizza.
Okay, what's better?
I got a chocolate taco. That's what I went and did.
Come on, it's better than going out. It's worth going out just so you can Irish goodbye
people. So here's the question. These two things are kind of tied together. What's better? Canceling plans altogether and not even going, or going and Irishing?
I don't know, man. Irish goodbye, like, I've been, it's been, it's so good. It really is. It's gotten better and better as, like, the years have gone on. It's just, like, there's nothing better than, like, guess what, I'm leaving and I'm not telling anyone.
We
were out on, like, the deck of this bar, and they were like, yo, we're going inside. And I said, all right, to the dance floor. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll grab drinks, and I'll meet you in there. And they're like, awesome, dude. And as soon as they were out of eyesight, I was like, fuck out of here, dude. I'm gone. Jumped outside, hopped in a pedicab, had them stop so I could get some ice cream. And went home. I was the happiest motherfucker in the whole world.
That sounds like a fucking great night. That sounds like a fantastic night. When we get to the office, we're going to do a happy hour. I'm going to walk in the bar with you guys and walk right out the back door and Irish goodbye. The fastest Irish goodbye ever. No one will ever Irish faster than me. It's going to be great. We got a good batch of voicemails to bring to you today. They're brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek, the best way to buy and sell any sort of tickets to concerts, to sporting events. And it's the safest way to do it as well. It's easy, it's safe, and you're going to get money back if you use my promo code. So what you got to do is download the free SeatGeek app now. You look for whatever event you want. The tickets are easily laid out in an easy-to-read grid that shows you if you're getting a good buy or not. A couple clicks, you got your ticket, you go, and eventually they send you $20 back. So you go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter my promo code KFC, and you will get $20 back after you made your first ticket purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app, enter promo code KFC today. It's been a nice running theme with us the past, since Coachella, really. So let's get going with How Long Would It.
Hey, KFC, Fights, Big Cat, Marty from New York, got a question for you. I was watching Triple D with the fellas one night, going to Flavortown, and the question came up, how long would it take you to eat a 40-pound block of cheese. It could be any cheese of your liking. Keep in mind how fucked up this would make your digestive system.
So we've talked about how long would it take to eat a grocery store, how long would it take to drink a pool, and today's question, how long would it take to eat a 40-pound block of cheese? Fights, you, me, and Clem had a cheese discussion a couple weeks ago. We all agreed that mozzarella, if you had to pick one cheese for the rest of your life, mozzarella was the way to go. Do you think for this challenge you would go with a 40-pound ball of mozz?
I disagree with that, by the way. I just want to throw that out there.
Oh, really?
Sharp cheddar all day. But go ahead.
You're going to have sharp cheddar pizza?
No, Dan, you can't eat pizza.
I can eat sharp cheddar pizza.
Yo, if you have cheddar cheese pizza, you are disgusting.
It absolutely – mozzarella you can put on other stuff. Like, you can't put any other cheese on pizza.
So, people eat mozzarella, like, I understand the pizza point of this argument, but, like, the soft cheese, like the cheese for your baby teeth, no thanks.
Are you
No, I'm
me?
With you. It's not my first choice for anything else, but
oh,
I
yes,
know
it
I
is.
Eat pizza, and then I know I can put it on a sandwich, I know I can have it however I want.
I'm a big cheese and cracker guy, which isn't – yeah, shouldn't be a surprise. I go crazy on the cheese and crackers.
But
so.
Yet you hate on the mozzarella?
Yeah, I always go sharp cheddar with the cheese and crackers.
What about like a
Either
little
way.
Goat cheese?
No, goat cheese.
Goat cheese is so fire. So
it's
fire.
So fucking good.
Yep.
All right. Can you eat crackers with this block of cheese or you just...
You got to just consume that 40 pounds however you want as fast as you can. How are you going to do it and how long is it going to take you?
Probably take me like 40 days. I can do a pound of cheese a day.
Oh, I think you could do more than that, no?
If you just put – and you don't even – here's the thing. This is one of those situations where I'd do it a lot faster if you didn't even tell me I was in this competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you just kept on putting cheese and crackers in front of me all day, I would just eat it all day. And then like maybe 15 days later, be like, hey, big cat, you just ate 40 pounds of cheese.
Yo, those platters when they're cut into cubes and shit, I mean that's endless. You can eat those little cubes with a toothpick until the end of time. So yes. I don't know how many of those little cubes adds up to 40 pounds, but – I think it can go pretty fucking fast.
I think me and my uncle have like an eating competition that we don't even know that we're really in. Like every Thanksgiving and Christmas, like when we're having like the pre-dinner like little reception and we're all kind of hanging out and there's the cheese plate. We sit there and it's just like we just pass the knife back and forth, cutting cheeses, putting them on, and like popping a grape on top of the cheese and cracker and then eating that. And we just sit there until the whole thing's gone. So I think Dan's thing is very funny where it's just like, yeah, if you just didn't tell me, I'd probably be in it. Like that's an eating contest that we don't know we're in, but we have an idea that we're in. Like,
we're not truly competing, but we know what's going on.
Nothing's spoken, but it's like, I need to finish more of this before he fucking does and get the better of me.
The thing is, I don't think you could do 40 days because your digestive would be so fucked up after a couple. It's like the hot dogs. You got to just shove them in.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd have like an iron stomach. I've never had a problem with cheese.
Hold on, how many?
I haven't either, but I haven't had dozens of pounds of it.
Let me think about how many string cheese. How much?
How much is a thing of string cheese?
How much does that weigh?
That's probably like a half an ounce or something.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I mean,
how many ounces in a pound? These questions always end up being massive.
16 ounces.
I actually think the stoolies are trolling us now. They're like, hey, let's throw this question out there. We'll pretend it's like an interesting question, but we really just want to watch these idiots try to do math. You guys talk. I'm gonna try to do this.
Figure out how far Jackie Bradley threw that ball. I had like the Fenway map open on the thing. And I was trying to, like, I had a calculator open. I was, like, trying to subtract the 90 feet from third to, like, center field 402. I was like, all right, there's got to be a way to figure out how far this throw is.
It's A squared plus B squared equals C squared, John. Yo, okay.
It's an ounce per string cheese. So you got to eat 16 of them is 1 pound.
So 16 times 40?
I would say, like, casually eating, I probably had 8 string cheeses in a day.
So you need to have 640 string cheeses. So 8 a day would be 8.
That would be 80 days.
80 days.
Yeah.
Around the block of cheese in 80 days.
You would not shit for a very long time.
Very long time.
I really don't think. So the funny part about this question is you could actually do it in a year without even like trying. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I could. So you could eat, like, what? Like, four string cheeses a day or three string cheeses a day for an entire year? That seems very reasonable.
Very reasonable. I think that eight string cheeses in a day is pretty attainable, I think,
yeah,
in general. String cheese... cheese is the best. Final answer, 80 days or 40 days?
If I knew I was in the competition, probably 80. If I didn't, 40.
Completely fucking backwards.
Yeah, no, it's the truth.
Fights, you were just chowing down on your cheeseburger. What is it called? Cheeseburger wrap?
Cheeseburger sub, man. Cheeseburger. What fuck is this? This is nonsense if people don't know what this is.
Cheeseburger sub. You think I give a fuck about what you eat for breakfast?
I get that there are regional foods and all that, so that's really not what really surprised me. What really surprised me is people asking me, like, what the fuck is cheeseburger sub? What are you talking about? It's right in the name. It's not hard. Even if I've never heard of a cheeseburger sub, I can figure out what the fuck a cheeseburger sub is.
This is a true story. Here, we're talking about when you can and cannot eat things.
Yo, KC, it's your boy Tiger from New Jersey. Quick question in regards to Feidelberg. I saw him crushing burgers and ice cream at the golf tournament this week. I just want your guys' thoughts on when is it too early to start eating, like, not breakfast food? Like, do you gotta wake up in the morning and have, like, an egg or a bagel or a muffin?
So the paparazzi caught you fights on the golf course slugging burgers and hot dogs and ice cream.
I got pissed at the cart girl because she wouldn't sell me a burger until 10 a.m. I was trying to get one at 9:30. She was like, wait until 10. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, you goddamn bitch? Just give me that. I can see it. I can see the cheeseburger. Just give it to me.
Dude, when I went on the cruise, the farewell cruise in Chicago, some kid came up to me. He's like, yo, Big Cat, I saw you crushing a donut in, like, an alley at, like, 9 a.m. on a Saturday the other day. And I was like, yeah, dude, that's, like, every Saturday if you were standing in that alley. My move, I used to go get two donuts for me and the lady, and I would eat one in the alley and then come back and be like, look, like, we're being responsible. We're going to split a donut. The dude's like, I was like, dude, if you stayed in that alley every Saturday for the last, like, I think I lived at that place for, like, 6 years, you would have seen me eating a donut in that alley, right by the trash cans.
Absolutely incredible. Wow. That's a snake move.
We're going to split it's a great donut. Move. Yeah, just eat half of it. Yeah, just be like, look, let's split.
So, obviously, fights, you are team eat whatever you want, whenever you want. I think I'm with you, but, you know, within reason. Like, you don't have to be a total weirdo or being the guy ordering, like, I don't know, like, Chinese food leftovers good in the morning. Is there any real restrictions that you would draw the line at?
I don't think you can order. I don't think you can order new till, like, 11 o'clock, right?
Oh, no, I mean, I just got that cheeseburger sub this morning.
Oh, okay, I guess that's, yeah. All right, so then you just live the wild life.
Right, he's the bad boy of food times.
The sub shop right by me. They do breakfast, and they don't usually do lunch, but they know for me now they make me a cheeseburger sub. They don't have it up. They won't tell you about it, but if I go in there and say, hey, Arishka, or I don't know Muslim men, but she wears a hijab, and if I asked her for a cheeseburger sub, she says, for you.
That's how you know you made it, Papa. You've done it, yeah. Dude. You get a cheeseburger sub whenever you want.
They're really good.
You can't. I mean, at this point, they do breakfast burritos. They do, like, sausage and cheese is really just a burger anyway.
That's where my problem comes in when people get mad about it. Like why do you eat the egg?
Yeah,
so I'm just having a cheeseburger. It's basically a sausage and cheese sans egg. I don't really like eggs.
I'm with you, man. Live more like Feidelberg. This caller, like, release yourself. Eat whatever you want, whenever you want, pal. It's really not a big deal. The Olympics are rocking and rolling.
First up on a patty, and then added an egg. That's basically sausage and cheese.
Right.
I don't like egg. Don't make me the egg.
Well, it's funny. True. Yeah, if when you have one of those, like, Texas burgers with the egg on it, nobody calls that, like, sausage, egg, and cheese. That's exactly what it is, though.
Right.
The answer, though, for real, though, is anything that's in your fridge is fair game. I'll eat any leftover. I'll eat steak leftover at, you know, 8 in the morning.
But your
cold steak is really slept on. Like, the leftover steaks, you pop that. Oh, that's good
for
stuff.
Sure.
I like cold pasta too. Cold penne, I like it better.
Ooh, yeah. Cold. Basically, almost every food is better like the day after.
Yeah. The I forgot I was going to say about the ice cream. Oh, the ice cream, yeah. Ice cream's all the way in, too. Benito actually texted me the other day, or he tweeted me, then texted me, and he was like, yo, I have, like, 5 wrappers of half-baked in my golf bag. He didn't know where to put all the ice cream I was eating. So I just kept slipping it into his bag. He's like, yeah, I was going to look for balls the other day, or yesterday. And he's like, I just, like, I opened it, and there's, like, a ton of half-baked wrappers.
Love it. The Olympics is in full effect. Let's do a little KFC Radio Olympic talk.
Hey, guys. I'm watching the Olympics right now, and I want to know, with all the niche events that are in the Olympics, if you made it your life's mission to make the Olympics in some event, what event do you think you could make, and do you think you could actually make it? Personally, I'd like to see you guys form a synchronized diving team. I think that would be electric. But I think Big Cat has said he's a good short-distance swimmer. So what do you guys think?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's probably your answer, right, Dan? If you had to pick an Olympic event to excel at, it would be like the 100-meter freestyle or something?
100 meters a lot.
Was 50 the shortest?
Like 15-meter. But no dive, just like off the wall. Basically, 4 strokes.
And then you win. Your goal, you are the fastest 4-stroke swimmer on the planet Earth, gold medal.
Correct, correct. Fights. Better than Michael Phelps.
What is your Olympic event you would win at, Fights?
What I'd win at, I don't know. What would I prefer to try? I think the archer is cool.
Yeah, and I think that it's reasonable. I'm sure all the archery...
Oh, I can't answer. Rugby. I'm big on the rugby right now.
You're into it.
I'm huge into rugby.
Yeah, but do you think you'd be good at it?
I mean, not. He said, like, you make your life's mission, so, like, I assume this is something I started playing when I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm saying, do you think you could make it to the Olympics if you started when you were a kid and you focused on just rugby?
No, I don't think I can make it to the Olympics in anything. This is something that really gets my goat, and it's fucking Portnoy's, like, the number one culprit. Like, these people aren't athletes, and, like, oh, play a real sport. I had to turn the rundown off yesterday because he was so fucking annoying.
He's hot take Davey Olympic times. He goes over the top hot takes in the Olympics.
It's like he's like screaming about how like no one chooses to swim over baseball or something like that. Like yeah, fucking Michael Phelps did. That motherfucker was in the Olympics at 14. He didn't like fail. He didn't not make the varsity baseball team and then decide to start swimming. Like
right.
He chose at a very young age that I'm gonna be a swimmer. And also that Michael Phelps is fucking crazy athletic. Have you seen that clip of him hitting like a 152-foot putt on the European tour?
No, but oh, yeah. I don't doubt that though. I mean, these guys are when you're at this level, when you're that good at anything athletic, there's a lot of things you can do. It's like
right, but our goddamn idiot boss doesn't get that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There's a lot of things our goddamn idiot boss doesn't get.
I could definitely contribute to a handball team. That doesn't seem like
that was the next thing I was going to bring up. Hank was saying yesterday when we were walking in the bar yesterday. Hank was like, "Do you think if we put all the bars together, could we get at least a goal on the American handball team?"
Yes.
No!
No. Yes. No, yes. No, no.
Dude, it's a game where there's like 15 goals scored. Yes, we could.
No, we could not.
Yes. Yeah.
You're hot take Danny in the Olympics.
A goal? This is a low bar, boys.
Zero.
This is a ridiculous attitude.
It's not that low a bar for a game we've never played in our entire lives.
Have you watched it? I'm pretty sure you can just sprint at that line, jump, and just throw the ball. You don't think one of those will go in?
No!
That's insane! That's insane by you guys.
If you want to give me a shootout and give me, like, one shot, I'll probably score one.
You guys have such bad attitude. You have
bring the ball up the court. You want us idiots to bring the ball up the court versus Olympians and then somehow score on an Olympic goalie from a distance that the Olympic defense doesn't let us get any closer? It's not going to happen.
First of all, I think you can't score from in that like circle anyway. Like you're not allowed to step in that circle. They just bum rush. They bum rush the circle, then they jump and throw it. I'm pretty sure you can do that.
Good,
you guys are being ridiculous. I'm not saying that we can compete. I'm not saying we can beat anyone. But if you give me a full game and you're telling me I can't score one goal against the U.S. handball team, you're just a loser.
This is the people who, like, I remember our boy Tyler Iam had that big debate with, like, could you score one basket on Harrison Barnes in 5 minutes? And people were like, yeah, definitely. Like, no, you fucking couldn't. No, you couldn't.
Losers or winners?
What?
Losers or winners? 5 minutes. Like, winners take it or losers?
No, like, you have the ball perpetually. It's your ball for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You could score once. Dude, you realize you just chuck up shots and one of them's going to go in? If you have 5 fucking minutes?
Fights is gone. So, Dan...
This is I think that there's a happy medium here where you guys... I'm not saying that I'm better than any of these guys, but this is just standard, like, can you complete not a simple task, but a task that's, like, stacked in your favor heavily. If you get the ball for 5 minutes straight and you get it, like, you can take 50 shots, that's pretty good fucking odds. The one of those 50 odds, gonna win.
The fact that you think the odds are in your favor versus an NBA athlete is crazy. But the odds are not in your favor.
It's not playing one-on-one. It's one fucking basket in 5 minutes. Like, it's not... whatever.
Aaron Barnes is 6'4". He's going to guard. He's going to be right up on you. He's not going to fall for any of your pump fakes. There's nothing you can do to score on him. He's faster than you. He's taller than you. He's stronger than you. He can jump higher than you. He's quicker than you. He's at, like, there's nothing you have that's in your favor when you're playing Harrison Barnes.
And the fact that you think that there is crazy.
I bet I'm a little bit smarter than him. He went to UNC. He didn't have to go to class.
He's never drank in his life.
Oh, well.
He drank the night they won. That was the first time in a long time.
I don't understand. Not to totally get derailed here. Could you imagine drinking for the first time after a champ? Like, I wouldn't, if I didn't drink and we won a championship, I wouldn't start that night.
No.
You'd be drunk after a fucking beer.
Right. That's the worst night to start. You're going to ruin the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, that's not a good plan. Where I don't even know. So you think that we could beat, we could score on handball, huh?
No, the original question was what sport, and I said that I could contribute, if I had enough time, I could contribute to a handball team. I'm not saying I'd be a best, but I think, like, I've watched enough of the game where there's some guys who just basically kind of space the floor and throw it around. I think I could do that.
And that was Talking Handball, brought to you by BetDSI. BetDSI.com. You want to bet on handball? They'll make you lines. I don't even know what a handball line would look like. I don't even know how the game works, but BetDSI will let you put down bets because they can make lines on pretty much anything. The Rio Olympics, MLB, PGA, UFC, reality TV shows. We got The Bachelor in Paradise rocking right now. Obviously, the presidential election. They'll offer odds anywhere you can possibly make money. They are an A-plus rated sports site on any sports book review websites. They got a great service, great customer service, and it makes everything you're going to watch a little more intriguing. Right now, if you use the promo code BARSTOOL10, you will get $10 free to play at any of those current world and sporting events I mentioned. So that's BARSTOOL10, BARSTOOL10, over at BetDSI.com. Let's talk about chicks, sexting, and lingerie.
What's up, Casey? So I just want to know what your thoughts are on lingerie. Personally, I'm not a big fan. I feel like it's kind of people, when they're older, they need lingerie. But when chicks are in their 20s and they're buying lingerie, I just feel like they're kind of crazy. What are your preferences for lingerie? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Let me know. Leave a...
Fights, you a fan or not a fan of lingerie?
That's a great point. I'd love to discuss this. If you take your clothes off when you're wearing lingerie, I might punch you in the face. There's no need for it. It's the stupidest thing in the whole world. Like, why would I give a fuck about lingerie? Is anyone here actually turned on by, like, ooh, she's wearing black lace underpants instead of the red ones?
Not to that specific level, but I can get down with what's being worn for sure.
Yeah,
see, I just don't care.
Yeah,
I almost have like a. By the way, not to interrupt, but I almost have like a Nick Nolte arrest vibe going on. Pretty good. Okay, keep carry on. I just checked myself out. It's like okay. Sorry, that sucks for anyone who's not watching.
I only think that's needed or hot or whatever. Like, I'm taking those things off as quickly as possible. So what the fuck do I care what you're wearing?
Yeah, well, I think it's like the classic argument is kind of like you leave some more to the imagination. She's much more into it. She's being kinkier. She's trying. You're dressing up. It's not like your average.
leave more to the imagination as the argument. This is a no one's wearing lingerie for their first date. If you're wearing lingerie, it's someone you fucked 50 plus times.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like
the imagination doesn't really need any help.
I think that's kind of when you need it. Is like we gotta like spice this shit up a little bit.
I get down with lingerie. Yeah, I think I think that we've been sold as guys like the whole Victoria's Secret thing. It's kind of a joke. Like, oh, you know, you got to have great lingerie. But I agree with Kevin. It's like, you know, we'll spice it up, whatever.
Yeah.
I do like to leave more to imagination. I think that's a good point. Like, I've always thought, like, a girl can look a lot hotter in, like, jeans and a t-shirt than, you know, straight even naked sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Right.
I'm surprised Fights is not down with this.
I have no need for lingerie.
Like the raw dog, the naked chicks.
lingerie is just like a fucking. It's a complicated piece of underwear to take off, and I don't see.
Yeah, you know what? I think I like complicated underwear. I think I'm down with some complicated underwear.
Like, all right, what comes off first, this or the garter or the stocking?
Oh yeah, that stuff you leave it on, dude.
You mean you leave it on? Oh, then you just get like a chafed dick from like just holding it to the side?
Then you can take some things off and leave some things off.
I don't know which one to take off first. And this is, I'm speaking from experience. I've just seen pictures and I'm like, how do you get that off?
Yeah, it does look very complicated.
I've never doing that. But like, from what I've seen, I'm like, that would be a disaster for me. Like, I have a hard enough time with a bra clasp. If you're going to wear like four different pieces of like interlocking underpants, then like I'm just going to sleep. There's no way I'm getting any of that off. I'm like all right. Never mind.
I'm not an expert as it is. I need this to be as simple as possible. Let's break this down as simplistic as we can get.
You know those Chinese puzzles that are like get this ring out of this ring and like that kind of shit? Like that's what that underwear is to me. And I'm not asking to have a Chinese puzzle before my dinner. I am just trying to eat. And I don't need to do like I don't need to crack the case. To get into your underpants. Wear underpants they can pull off.
You are a simplistic man, Feidelberg, and I can appreciate that. A little follow-up question here along the same lines.
Hi, boys. So I have a question. If a guy checks you and asks what you're wearing, and you are not wearing anything special or, like, you're out in topless, do you just go, do you lie? Like, do you go along with this and just say something, like, something hot or, like, How does this play? What answer do you actually want, especially if you get this stuff in the middle of the day? Like, how are you supposed to reply?
Fight, should girls lie if you ask them, what are you wearing?
They should lie.
Yeah.
I think guys shouldn't ask that. It's a weird question.
Like when I ask if you came, lie.
Lie. Always lie. Make me feel good about it. Dan, it's like it's a question that isn't really asked, but it's like from movies and TV shows.
It's
what are you wearing?
Right. It's like the Judd Apatow movie has Seth Rogen texting some hot blonde that's way out of his league. What are you wearing?
100%.
If you've ever sexted that, you need to work on your sex.
Right. It's cliche.
You go home and work on it.
But if someone throws that out there, I mean, first of all, it's weird if you send it. If you send it in like the middle of the workday. Like, what the fuck? What do you think? I'm wearing, like, a pantsuit because I'm sitting at my cube, dude.
That's just a dude that's about to go jerk off in his office bathroom.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess if you get this at an appropriate time, just run with it. No, I mean, what are you going to be like? You know, I'm wearing, like, khaki capri pants and, like, a fucking a sweater. Like, yeah, okay, really got me going there, man.
I'm wearing my fart sweatpants and eating a 40-pound block of cheese. Like,
what even is an answer that, like, would turn, like...
Lingerie, Dan.
But even that, like... Send me a pic.
Well, that's the...
What are you wearing?
That's the attempt. The idea is trying to get the picture sent, but prove it sort of thing. So, yeah, final answer. Oh, just like John said, lie to us about, like, absolutely everything. Just always lie to make us feel better, because that's what we really want. Crazy ass dude climbing up the Trump Tower the other day. Let's talk about it.
Hey, KMC, what's up? I got a quick question for you. The other day, that idiot was scaling the Trump Tower in New York City, and I wanted to know, out of you, Feidelberg, or Big Cat, who would get the highest before the cops would catch them, and what story would that be for each of you? Thanks. Long time listener. Have a good one.
Who could climb the Trump Tower with suction cups the best? And how high would you get? I think I will gracefully...
Well, me, because I used to do... Not I used to do, like I said, I did it often, but like I used to go to a rock climbing wall gym a bit when I was younger. But I am taking that answer back, because in the clips I saw, that seemed like so much effort to move 5 feet.
Yeah, the
like
suction cup
he had to move like five cups. I would do that once and be like, this is stupid, and I just get down.
But if you really tried, how high do you think you get?
I mean, really try, I could probably get the whole thing. It's like, it's impossible to fall. It's impossible to fall.
You know, what do you mean it's impossible to fall?
He's hooked to it and shit. Like, if I really tried, I guess I could climb all the way. Like, Kyle's going to try to grab me through windows. Like, he's strapped to it, and then they're just, it's impossible to fall. He could just hang there. He could just fall and hang, and they wait and climb again.
And do you think the
police are trying to get me, I can climb
well,
all
the
way.
Well, the question is, how long do you think before the police could get you?
Second floor.
Second floor, Dan.
I'm not a good climber, so I don't think I would actually do well at this at all. Rare chink in the armor. Not a good climber.
Yeah,
I'm not. I was never like a tree climbing kid. You know, the kid who climbed trees. I was never. I could always get up the ropes, but it wasn't the easiest. Like I would do the ropes. I do the ropes all arms. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can pull myself up all arms, like, 15 feet, and then I'm just gassed for the rest of the day. Because, like, you're supposed to use your legs, and I just wouldn't know how to do it. Like, I can't coordinate that.
I was a big climber kid. I had a dope-ass treehouse that I thought I was going to live in for the rest of my life with my toys. And now that I think about it, it was really high. It's probably, like, 15 feet. And my dad used to just set up, like, in fall, he'd set up bags of leaves, and I could jump out. And now that I think about it, that was really dangerous. That was stupid to my dad.
That's the good old days. That's the kind of shit I'm going to do.
Oh, hang on a second. Look who just tweeted at us. Applebee's.
Get out of my face, Applebee's.
Those motherfuckers.
Fuck them.
What did they say?
I actually have an idea that we should start doing.
Someone said they've been boycotting it since we were kicked out, and Applebee said we were just helping them live their dream of being like Ricky Bobby. That doesn't make sense, Applebee's. That's stupid. Fuck you.
Team Chili.
Here's an idea. We should do, and I had this idea that I wanted to keep eating whatever I want, but we should do one KFC radio a month, only reviewing like chain restaurants in New York.
Sold. Makes this job a lot easier.
That's a good idea. And they just all end up being the same. we tried the queso at the Chili's, you know, on the West Side. Now we're at the Chili's in Queens, and it's pretty good.
That two for ten appetizer deal at this place was awesome. Again, all exactly the same. Dan, you think you could? So you're out on climbing. You're just no climbing.
Yeah, yet. I'm not a climber. Not a climber. Like I said, all arms. I get gas like in four. I'll go maybe. Yeah, 10 feet I can get up, but after that my arms just die.
This might surprise you guys, but I don't excel at freestyle climbing, so I think I would probably not succeed at that either.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? I got a quick little dilemma for you. So this summer I started taking creatine. Now it's helped me get a little more muscle, a little more jacked, like go for legs, stuff like that. But it's also come at the expense of my hair rapidly falling out. So I've just got a quick question for you. Do I go with the muscles and keep taking this shit, or do I have to keep my hair and not take the stuff anymore?
This is the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Right? Because the answer is...
Unless this creatine is going to turn you into Jason Statham, keep the fucking hair.
Dude, hair above everything else once you start getting older. Muscles don't matter. Muscles matter when you're in like high school, if you play college sports, and if you're going to go to like a Vegas pool party. Other than that, if you're a normal dude, all you need to do is like be a little charming, be not super fat, and have hair, and you're good to go.
But, also, who takes creatine? Is it like 2006 again?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. I didn't know what's going on these days like with the supplement game, but I know for a fact like guys my age... Everyone took creatine at one point. Like, everyone had to do that phase. Like, hey, I'm on creatine now. So,
in high school,
if that's how it is, like, go for it, dude, because everyone's got to go through that rite of passage. Like, I'm going to just, like, make myself super bloated and think it's actually muscle.
I remember, like, in high school, our hockey team would do that. We'd, like, we had, like, in our locker room, we had, like, just scoops of creatine. We'd get it after practice, right, and just, like, put it, and, like, it'd be horrible, and we'd be like, oh, I'm getting so strong. Like, who the fuck takes creatine?
It just looks, makes you look like someone put a pump to you. So, but I think everyone needs to go through that experience to be like, that's really stupid.
But if you are picking between muscles and hair, it's hair all day.
It's hair.
Depends
hair.
On how much muscle, though.
That's what he said.
And how long it lasts.
If this is magic creatine in the year of 2016 and you can be Jason Statham in 6 months,
right?
Take the creatine.
If
it's anything less than that, keep your. All right.
Well, let's just take this. Let's make this a completely hypothetical. You can snap your fingers and be jacked, or snap your fingers and have the best head of hair on earth.
I honestly think that it's an age thing. Like,
yeah, absolutely, it's an age thing.
In your 20s, you can't be a bald guy. But when you're 50, I would take jacked and just shave my and bick my head.
It depends if you're married at that point. Like, I think hair is, like, the most important thing you have.
Agreed.
But if you're 30, like, I think girls are more interested in a guy with a regular body and hair than a bald dude who's jacked.
Agreed.
The way to make this question hard is you have to have, like, Larry David hair. You have to have, like, classic male pattern baldness. You can't pick it.
Yeah, okay.
Then it's tough.
Then you can't you can't have the ring. You
then
can't rock that
tough.
Ring.
It's easy no matter what. It's hair. Keep hair.
I'm with you. I'm hair for life. That's by far the most important thing, and that's what's, like, so cruel about it is, like, once you start to lose it, there's nothing you can do. You're fucked. You know? It's the one thing you actually can't control at all. There's no creatine for that. Let's take care of a little bit of business. Movement watches. It's the summertime. You want to look fresh. You want to get out there at the beach, at the bar. You want to look good. You want to rock a movement watch. Here's my black-on-black monochrome metal one. I've got the leather band with the white face. I've got the rose. Oh, here's the rose gold one right here. Got the rose gold. They are, like, high quality watches that start at just $95. So if you're maybe not a watch person, you want to get into the watch game, or you just don't want to break the bank, you don't need to buy a watch that's $400 or $500. You can get a genuine leather steel band, three hand quartz movement stainless steel watch for just $95. So go to movementwatches.com, spelled out MVMTwatches.com/KFC. You'll get 15% off your entire purchase. So grab a few. Grab like two or three. Match a bunch of different outfits at MVMTwatches.com/KFC. Talk a little Clinton action.
What's going on, guys? Nick from Rhodey calling in. Just wanted to ask and gauge your opinion on this. When do you think the last time Hillary and Bill Clinton had sex? And then follow-up question, when do you think the last time Hillary had sex, because I think those are two different answers.
All right. This is a question I actually discussed with my girl Asa Akira, who was on Mail Time this week. As Fight said, a smitten kitten. Me and Asa hit it off.
Can we make this a bipartisan question? Because I think there's also one that's interesting as well. When was the last time Trump made Melania come?
Okay, they're probably all around the same time, if you ask me.
Right?
Both a long time ago. I think that Bill and Hillary haven't had sex since before he even started to run for president. Like, probably the 80s.
I would say they probably do it, like, once a year on their anniversary.
There is no chance they're still having sex. None. Zero.
Yeah, they do it once a year.
No, they do not, dude.
Yeah, they do. They do it once a year just so they can answer the, like,
question.
So they can say to themselves, yes, we still have sex.
Right, if they were ever, like, hooked up to a lie detector, they could pass it.
Right.
Do you think that Bill and Hillary have sex now, currently?
No.
No. Not even close. No.
You don't think once a year?
I don't know. Maybe on his birthday.
No, it's not even about him. I mean, he's out doing whatever. He doesn't want to have sex with her.
Right.
Because he's out
but
there.
I think they do once a year. Once a year. I do.
What
do you think about Trump? Trump just seems like a dude that, like, is just like a sweaty ball for like 90 seconds, and then it's just
Yeah, I mean,
money just rolls back over.
Probably around the same time period, like in the 80s when he was like a young man.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he hasn't been with her that long, though, right? How long has Melania been around?
They got a, they have a, like, 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, so definitely not in the past decade.
No. No.
She's got to get
a lot of blowjobs, probably.
Oh, she, that's, I mean, that's part of the contract, I'm sure. Like, yeah. You have to give me this many.
Sucks.
Yeah. And you, so do you think Hillary has had sex with anybody aside from Bill? You think that, that Hillary has a side dick?
Yeah.
I don't think Hillary likes sex. I think once
you ever get like a craving for something crazy, like just wild, you're like, I really want this.
I had a craving for a salad yesterday.
Okay, so there you go. That's a good point. All right, so you have a like a wild craving. I bet Hillary has a wild craving every now and then. She just like fucks her like Secret Service guy.
Yeah, bro. I'm not saying that she doesn't have the wild cravings. I'm saying there's nobody who has the wild craving the other way.
I think the Secret Service guy has to.
No, you think that it's like
you should ask Chaps, but I'm pretty sure you do.
If no.
Yes. You think,
like they
bro, they have to fucking take a bullet for him. You don't think sex is below that? They have to literally put their life on the line. You don't think a fucking little romp with Hillary is like below that? Come on, use your brain.
I'm convinced that a romp with Hillary would be putting my life on the line. I don't know what would happen in that situation. That is a harrowing thought. Last voicemail of the day. It's brought to you by Casper. Not only are you going to get high quality mattresses, you're going to get you can get soft new pillows. You can get breathable sheets. So you can make your entire bed a comfort experience. The best part is it comes all at a good cost and it gets delivered right to you. Normal mattresses will cost well over $1,500. Casper starts at just $500 for a twin size mattress, only $950 for a king. They roll it up, put it in a box, and deliver it right to your door. You don't have to go to any storefront. You don't have to pack it up and buy it. It gets delivered right to you. And then your 100-day free trial starts. You get to sleep on that bed for 100 days. And if you don't like it, you can return it. No questions asked. They'll come back and pick it up. And right now, use my promo code and my URL, and you will get $50 off the next mattress purchase. It's casper.com/KFC Radio. And then use the promo code KFC Radio to get $50 off any mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. Last one of the day, here we go.
Hey, what's up, KFC? Quick question for you guys. Reminiscing on an old relationship I had, and thinking about some awful things my girlfriend used to ask me to do, and one of them sticks out worse than others, that she convinced me to go and get my eyebrows threaded. So, yeah, more than once, Big Cat, take my man card, do whatever you gotta do. So my question for you guys is, what's the worst thing either you or a buddy have heard of their significant other getting them to do? Thanks, guys.
Fights will begin with you. What's the worst thing a significant other has made you do? And would you ever thread your eyebrows if your girlfriend told you to do so?
I honestly... I don't mean this is a tough guy. I'm just like such a bad boyfriend. Like, I don't think I've ever done anything. Like I don't even do like a little stuff. I'm thinking.
You really are Prince Charming, man. You are a catch, buddy.
The thread the eyebrows is wild. I honestly probably like go to a museum.
Museums are bad,
dude. Do your parents make you guys go to museums when you were a kid?
All the time.
The worst. My parents used to like try. I actually am convinced that I wouldn't hate museums if they like was counterproductive.
My parents were like, go play video games and like eat a donut and leave me alone. There was none of that stuff. That's why I turned out to be the guy that I am today. Museums are pretty bad, and that's one of those things too. When you get there, if your girlfriend makes you do that, you're the whole time you're just like, what the fuck are we doing here?
And you know how, like, in Vegas, if you're on the floor, they have the oxygen pumped in and everyone feels alive? Museum has the opposite. I think they suck the oxygen out of the place. They turn the heat up, and you just get in there, and you're just like a puddle. You just want to lay down and sleep.
It's like Red Auerbach at the Boston Garden, cranking up the heat and sweating them out and stuff. Threading eyebrows is the creepiest, weirdest thing in the world, by the way. I don't know if that's a...
What is that?
So, okay, I was going to say, I don't know if this is a thing outside of New York. I'm sure it's everywhere, but, like, every 2 feet on New York, you'll see, like, a Indian massage nail salon type of parlor. They take like two pieces of string and they kind of curl them up and they somehow like rub it over your eyebrows and it like plucks them. It's
so I need that.
You, I don't think they would even make strings that could fucking put a dent.
They'd like call in like some big fucking like 400-pound sumo wrestler to deal with mine
with like a leather belt. He's like rubbing that on your face.
It's like in Dumb and Dumber when they have the handsaw.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I believe that's it for episode 180, the morning episode in the books. Hopefully the audio wasn't too bad. Audio last week was appalling. It was, guys, it was like the worst it's ever been. So
really,
a couple more weeks. But you know, it's so weird. I kept getting tweets afterwards, people being like, you know what, I kind of like it that way. It's like, you guys are sick. It's like they really would rather listen to an inferior audio product because of the Barstool charm.
Do you know what's going to throw people off is when we get in person, the episodes are going to be a lot shorter.
I know, because it just keeps, it just flows.
It just always flows a lot better when you're in person. So people, because like when we do the rundowns in person, it's like 18 minutes.
Yeah, but shorter but better, you know, so it's like quantity over quality over quantity. All right, that's it for us. We'll catch you guys next week. We're out.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com?
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.